Iowa union leaders heard from more than a dozen Democratic presidential candidates today. They're all seeking support from the labor movement. In the 2016 election, union workers voted for the Democratic presidential candidate by a smaller margin than in elections in the past three decades. Here's Montana Governor Steve Bullock, who presents himself as a candidate who can win over Trump voters.
Our challenge next November is to defeat a president who said to workers he'd have your back, then embraced one of the most anti-worker agendas in 80 years. An agenda that prioritizes special interests over workers' interests. An agenda that leads and widens income inequality levels never seen in my time.
Many candidates also touted their family connections to unions and said the labor movement will have a seat at the table if they are elected president. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden today said President Trump's trade policies are, quote, beating up on American farmers, and the administration's ethanol waivers for oil companies are a gigantic mistake. That's according to Radio Iowa. Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and the state's ag secretary recently issued a statement saying the EPA's decision had broken President Trump's promise to farmers. Biden appeared today during an hour-long forum in Ankeny hosted by Des Moines Area Community College and Iowa Public Television. So far, Trump has not commented on the new round of ethanol waivers. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.